James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Now, what I want to focus on is a couple points tonight. If you draw close to God, one thing I want to say is if you draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. That's the thing. We have to draw close to him. It doesn't say that if you draw close to God that he might draw close to you. He says that he will draw close to you. So in our life, our personal walk with him, when we come here, if our desire is to draw close to him, he's going to draw close to us. And as a church, the closer we draw to him, the closer he's going to draw to us. Amen? That's what he wants from us. That's what he wants from his church. He wants his church to be close to him. He desires that from us. A couple points I want to make tonight is one thing I want to say. There's a lot of people in this world. First point I'm going to make, okay, I'll just start off with this, is what it says right here. It says, the start of verse 7, it says, submit yourselves. First point, submit yourselves. Submitting ourselves sometimes is difficult. We have a world full of people who do not like to submit to anything. And I see it more and more in this age, is it's almost looked down upon being submissive. But what God says, submit yourselves, what's he mean? What's submit mean? Surrender yourself, right? Give yourself, surrender yourself. You know, in a marriage, we have to give ourselves. And some people think that marriage is 50-50, but it's not. It's 110-110. It's way beyond. I mean, there's really no percentage to put on it because sometimes one person's given 110% and the other person's given 50%. And sometimes those are difficult times we deal with, right? But when you got a marriage that's given 110 both ways, then you have a good marriage, right? But unfortunately, it's not always like that. But we have to submit to each other daily. Sometimes we have to give and take, right? Or a relationship with God is the same way. I mean, God's always there to give 110, 150, 200%. He's there to give it all to us. It's not like what we live with here. You know, when we give and take with each other, God gives all the time to us. 100, you know, I mean, everything. There's no percentage on it because he's there giving it all. He gave his life. He gave everything for us. But yet, we tend to only want to give a little back to him. We don't want to submit to him. Because it's scary. We don't want to give everything when he tells us, well, I need you to go pray with so-and-so. Well, I don't have time today, God. I'll do that tomorrow. You know, I mean, we have times like in our life, don't we? I've been there. Or if he says, hey, I want you to teach. I want you to preach. I want you to do this. I want you to go there. I want you to move here. I want you to go to the mission field. We have an issue submitting. We have an issue. I want you to serve in the church. I want you to do this. Come on now. I want you to help so-and-so. I could keep going. How many things do you want me to, say? But we have a problem submitting. And then we also have this personal issue with submitting our personal issues. The things we don't really want to share with people. Those things that are deep in our heart. Those things that we have issues with. You know, there's a lot of people that have not always been saved. They've dealt with a lot of stuff in their life. You know, just like the lady, you know, that went to the Pharisee's house and she anointed Jesus. She had a lot to be forgiven of, and Jesus said that. She had a lot to be forgiven of. But she had a lot to give as well. So don't think you just because that submission, I mean, we have to be submissive to Christ. We have to give it to Him. That's what it means. I mean, that's what He's saying. We got to submit. Where am I at here? I lost my page. Submit yourselves then to God. I want you to think about that tonight. What's that mean for you? What's that mean for you? What do you have to give up to be submissive to God? Because we all have things we have to give up. We just do. We have to give up things. We have to give up things that are fun sometimes. But sometimes those things that are fun are sometimes very destructive. They're very destructive. And they don't lead you to the cross. Those are the things that we don't want to give up sometimes. We talked about that being the fleshly side. And I could go into, there's things that are not so bad. I mean, I think one of the biggest, I tell you, sports have become so influential in kids' and parents' life in this world today that it draws so many people. And it's not a bad thing. Baseball, softball, basketball, soccer, all those things aren't bad things. But it draws people away from church. It does. And it's not a bad thing. It's not like it's some horrible sin that you're out there drinking and partying and carrying on and drugging and doing all these things. It's not like that. It just seems like it's something little, but yet it's one of those things that influences and pulls people away from the church. And it bothers me sometimes, and I don't want to be judgmental because there's not, you know, it's good. Kids need stuff like that. I mean, it's a good thing in a lot of ways. But there's so many things. I just want you to think. You guys know all these things that go on in your life. What is pulling you away from serving God or drawing closer to God? What is pulling you away? I think the biggest problem is there's a lot of people who come to church that don't want to be submissive. They don't want to give up those things. They just don't. They don't want to submit to the Word and what it says. Because sometimes what the Word says is like, really? I got to be that way? I got to forgive that person over there that just really got in my face and told me they hated me? Really? But you know what the Word says? Hey, you forgive them. And you love them anyway, and you pray for them. That's what He says. Sometimes those things are hard. Sometimes it's hard when, I mean, I could go on. Sometimes it's hard when we have to submit to His will and say, well, I heard what you said, but I don't really have time. But then you do it anyway. Jason did that this morning. I want to say, Jason did that this morning. He said, I was sitting there. He said, God kept telling me to come forward and get prayed for it. He said, I was like, no. He was arguing with himself over there about doing it. But he finally was submissive to that. And that's a perfect example of just doing it, you know. And for whatever reason, God's going to bless him for that.
After the first step, it's it,
you know. But see, we've all had our moments like that, haven't we? Every one of us has had our moments like that. The second point I want to make tonight is resist the devil. Resist the devil. And I think sometimes we have a tough time resisting him because we want to listen. It's like the two things on our shoulders, that are good and evil. We want to listen to this. No, don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. And that's that argument. But sometimes in the church, we deal with a lot of stuff. Or in the world, we deal with a lot of stuff. And Jesus gives us the strength to resist the devil. He says that, and he will flee from you. When things are going on in the church, we've got to resist that stuff. That's what makes a strong body in Christ, is when we resist the devil, because we have the strength to do that. When we're out in the world and we're dealing with stuff in our life, we can say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and he will go and he will flee. I believe that because you, why I believe that? Because that's what the Word says. That's what the Word says, and we have to get used to that. Because, you know, there's things we deal with in our life, and the devil says, ah, it's okay if you want to do that. Come on now. It's okay. You can get away with that. It's not a big deal. Like, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not that person anymore. I'm not going to let you influence my life anymore. Resist him. Because he's always there, throwing and picking and pushing and prodding. I'm telling you. The closer you get to God, the more he's going to pick at you. The more he's going to try to throw things at you. The more he's going to get in your face. That's what the devil does. And I want to tell you, the closer a church, when a church gets united, and the closer the church gets to God, and the more good things they start doing, the devil's going to start picking harder and harder and harder and harder. I'm just telling you. Because this is what he does. And as a church, as an individual, we have to resist that. And we have to say, we're not going to let you win. We're not going to let you tear us apart. I'm not going to let you tear me apart ever, ever again like he's done before, way back in my past. I'm not going to let you make me feel the way you used to make me feel all the time. I'm not going to allow you to do that anymore in my life. Get away from here. God's got me, and he's keeping me, and that's where I want to be. Come on now. That's how we resist the devil. I hope I'm making sense tonight, but that's what James is saying. Come on now. Resist him. Submit to God, and he'll come close to you. He'll keep you. He'll take care of you. And resist the devil, and don't let him get a foothold on you, because he will get strongholds on you, and then you'll be miserable. Because then he's always trying to hold on to you. Third thing is we got to humble ourselves to him. I got to humble myself to him. He deserves every bit of my respect. He does. I give him everything. Me, I give him everything. He doesn't need anything I've got. He doesn't need my house. He doesn't need my old junky car that I drive. He doesn't need any of that stuff. All he wants is me. He wants me to be submissive to him. He wants me to come to him humbly and pray, humbly and say, God, I need you. Just like the song we sang this morning, Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. Every hour. Why do I need him every hour? Because there again, we have the adversary there. And that's why I said, just resist the devil and he'll flee from you. I got you. If you submit yourself to me and you come to me humbly, you got nothing to worry about. I hope I'm encouraging you tonight, because I felt like this is what I needed to speak as an encouragement to you. Because sometimes we get beat up. I mean, Brother Larry's at home and Nancy's sick and Robert's taking care of her and Kathy's in the hospital. How many people we've got right now that Satan is attacking? Those things don't come from God. Those things don't come from God. He gets us down. Jack and Nina is tired tonight. They've been working hard. A lot of us have. There's a lot of people. We work hard. We get tired. We kind of get down, and then we just, it's like, man, we want to lift these people up. These are our family. We want to lift them up. We're not going to let Satan win. Amen? Hear me tonight. hear what I'm saying tonight? God's calling us to be submissive to Him. God's calling us to get out and be good, faithful workers for Him. And Satan doesn't like that. And I feel like that he's trying to attack us right now. I feel that. I just feel that. And I feel like we as a church need to just say, you know what? We've submitted to God. We've come to Him humbly. And we're resisting Him, the Satan. He has no part in our lives, in our personal lives, and in our church life. Amen?
Amen.
You feel that? Do you feel that? I'm not speaking craziness tonight. This is what the Word says. Verse 11 says, brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in the judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy, but you. Who are you to judge your neighbor? See, we're not here to judge each other. We're not here to tear each other apart. We're here to lift each other up and to love each other. And that's what we're here for. So, at the close of this service tonight, I want everybody to just pray. I want everybody to just submit yourself tonight to Him. I want you to humbly come before the Lord tonight. If you came tonight with a desire to serve Him, with a desire to get closer to Him, then let's just take a moment, just a small moment of our time, and let's just humbly go to Him and just lift somebody up that you're thinking of right now. There's somebody in your heart, whether it's somebody that comes here or somebody that doesn't come here, but there's somebody in your life that you're wanting to lift up tonight. And let's just pray for that person tonight.